Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Sam Norwood is here. He's our good friend, independent financial advisor, that taught us more about so many things over the years, over the last 14 or so years, about running a business, doing a better job, and especially as it relates to the world around us. Sam, thanks again for being here. We've been talking about the price of oil and the impact it's going to have on so much of the economy. It's just going to be, when you consider, Sam, that we've just come out of 6 years of the doldrums,
yeah,
where, you know, I've been wondering for a long time now, how long can Washington's stupid practices and some of the anti-business stuff coming out of Washington, how long can that hold down Main Street? And I think we're starting to see 2015 could be that breakout year. The oil prices coming down couldn't have come at a better time. But with all of that and there are some headwinds out there. Because we are in a global economy. We do a lot of business with Europe. We do a lot of business with China, with Japan. And those people, as you pointed out, are having a tough time. And their slowdown is of their own making. Their slowdown is unrelated to our business, isn't it?
Yes, it is. In part, it's related to a growth of population. I mean, in the long term,
right,
it's population growth. And Europe and Japan, two of our largest trading customers, two of the biggest economies overall, Europe is nearly as big as the U.S., taken as a whole, and Japan is major. But the population growth has been slow in those regions, and so long term, that's Europe for the past. If you take the Europe community as a whole, their growth rate has been puny. They never have totally recovered from the recession,
right,
as I believe we have. I mean, here we are at 5% annual rate real in the third quarter. That's pretty good. And we've been in feeling kind of puny for the past 5 or 6 years in the economy, and I think it's taking us a while. It still feels, it doesn't feel wonderful to most of us, but it may be because we are so used to feeling puny, we're not recognizing how really good,
right,
it's starting to get.
Well, and I'll tell you something else. I'll tell you something else, Sam. It's not just recognizing, it's believing it.
Yeah, that's
true. Let me give you an example. I'm looking at our own poll. We polled small business owners this week about that, and we said, looking into 2015, what signs are you seeing for your business next year? Only 25% said that they thought next year was, that 2015 is going to be a great year. Almost 60% said we're cautiously optimistic. The big number in our poll is cautiously optimistic, meaning we want to believe this, Sam. Lord have mercy. We want to believe what our eyes are seeing, but we are concerned about that it may not be real. Or we believe the oil prices. We see that. But we also know that there's some global headwinds, maybe some really ugly stuff with the Eurozone. We're hearing about China, let's bring in the dollar. The value of the dollar is going up. That's good for some parts of, if you're traveling to Europe, that's good.
Yep.
But it's not good for our exporters. So that's a headwind for our macro economy, isn't it?
It is. The dollar strength reflects and let's talk about that just for a minute here. The dollar strength is huge. The euro has gone down this year in the past 12 months from around $1.40,
right,
to about $1.18.
Right.
That's huge. It's even greater in the yen. We now get, for our dollar, we get 120 yen for our dollar compared to 102 yen we got just 7 months ago, 8 months ago.
But don't you think our weak dollar for all the last 6 years has probably been one of the things that's kept our economy, you know, kind of moving along a little bit better?
Yeah.
And now that it's strengthening, it's going to hurt. So my point is, our prospects for in the America, for the macro economy, we don't have all cylinders hitting. You know, we got low fuel prices. We got we got the consumer doing better. We got the economy doing better. But there are global headwinds that are going to hold it back a little bit.
Well, yes, that's exactly right. So if you're an exporter, it's going to be harsher. Fortunately, we have a really huge economy right here, and so expect headwinds for exporting. But the good news is that we can import cheaper. That's the other side of the coin.
Right.
So it may be if we're manufacturers, we need to be looking at ways of purchasing more of our materials, maybe from overseas.
And for small businesses out here on Main Street, Sam, even though many of them are in the categories as you just applied it to them, small business owners typically need to think, okay, what are my big customers doing? Are my big customers more likely to be importing or exporting? Are my big customers going to be more likely to benefit from the oil being high or oil being low?
Well, if the big customers are big box retailers, that they are importers.
Those are how you need to think about your own economy for 2015, depending on how your customers, your B2C customers and your B2B customers, what's it looking like for them? We're going to see what the future holds with Sam Norwood after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.